Source has learned how to push my buttons. Source, in our 17 years of cooperation, has learned how to push my buttons. You tell me I can't do it, I'll defy you, and by hooks or by crooks I'll do it. I am a forget thyself. It is my nature. So Source has been telling me that I am due to die. And the same mechanism is now pushing me to 1. Defy the deadline 2. Maybe manage to take some people over the hump and into the promised land. I like this game. And I much prefer it to hope and nice. On another note, it is part of human arrogance to think you already know everything important, and only minor details you may not know. I can see it everywhere. Because you think you already know everything, you are not curious. You are not open to learning. You are not open to life. To what life is telling you. You are closed, because you already know everything. This past week was a huge learning week for me. 1. I learned, from a Korean Netflix series, that you are not an adult unless you can cook all your meals. There are obviously other criteria, but this one really surprised me. There is a measurement in my starting point measurements to measure to what degree you use your adult capacities. If even you have them. The average for the people I have measured is 1%. And the percentage of American people who can cook all their meals is also 1%. When you measure something from and through different questions, and the numbers don't match, you have made a mistake. They need to be the same, or the questions or the measuring is off. So, that was a huge learning for me. 2. I learned that I live in the Lower Lakes region. And the weather is different here than even a few miles to the east from me. I think my area is more influenced by those lakes that I have thought previously. The lakes between Canada and the United States. I live in Syracuse, 1 hour south of the Canadian border. Hundreds of years of observation. We shall see if those still apply given the climate change. So far it's been cold and windy. During the day mostly sunny and beautiful. The leaves are still on. I left my plants to die on the deck. I don't expect to live till the spring. 3. By the way, cold. I set the thermostat so that it's 48 to 49 degrees in my bedroom and 52 degrees in the office. There, in the office I have a wall heater, a Econo heater, and under my feet a foot warmer. Yesterday I tested if wearing socks is good. And to my utter surprise I found out, I am less cold when I wear no socks. We shall see later in the winter. But even though the floor temperature is only about 43 degrees, I am more comfortable and less cold than when I was wearing thick socks. I don't understand. It doesn't match at all what I have already known. 4. The food list. It turns out that your DNA is important, but even more important is what is happening in your body. Turns out that your food feeds a lot more than your body. It feeds the hangers-on. Lots of creepy crawlers can live in your body and they rob you of your nutrients, make you sick or ill, and can kill you. So when your food list suddenly turns vegetarian or vegan, that is the reason. I managed to exterminate one kind of hanger-on, the invisible biting mites. I used a protease enzyme containing herbal extract, papain. Wearing a timer around my neck, I managed to take it hourly. How long? 18 months. While I ate virtually no proteins. So the papain digested the mites instead of the food. As soon as I was done with that, I noticed that I have another hanger-on. Flukes. So I am taking clove capsules, one every hour, and the symptoms are getting better. And muscle testing indicates that eventually I am allowed to eat animal protein. Not that I care, but it's interesting. During the past 18 months I learned to cook a lot of really tasty dishes that are, if not vegan, are at least vegetarian. And that leads me to the fifth learning. 5. I learned yet another delicious use for onions. Onion jam. So I made caramelized onions and put them on my toast. Heavenly. I didn't put any of the spices, or balsamic vinegar, and other things. Just the onions with a pinch of salt I used to soften the onions in the beginning of the process. I still can't say I can cook though I am now able to make many dishes, and make them tasty. But I cannot bake to save my life. Why? I think that baking needs me to be precise, and I am unwilling. My experimenting nature frowns on that. Okay, that was my week. How was yours? Anything worth writing about? One last thing, I didn't just happen to learn a lot of things. I intended to learn. I always intend to learn. Learning is enjoyable, learning is almost worth living for. So learning doesn't happen to you, you intend to learn or you won't. Real learning is what results in actions. Different actions than what you would have without the learning. No new actions? You had mind candy, not learning. Learning, counter of what you think, is not a mind thing. Or not entirely. And learning that happens to you doesn't often result in a change of behavior. I have watched countless times when someone could have used what they found out to change their behavior. But they didn't. They saw they could. And yet. Intentional learning was missing. Why? Because intention is a state that doesn't happen accidentally. You need to intend to intend. Intention is a switch. And you need to flip it on. I teach it in the Learn to Use Your Intention, which is actually misleading. I teach you to turn on your intention. And I taught to use the intention in the Intention to Self program. But first you need to learn to turn on the switch. Learn to throw the switch of intention.